We continue this week with our theme of right worship. We encounter these powerful readings today, Abraham and Isaac going up Mount Moriah, the transfiguration on Mount Tabor. Abraham is put to the test today. It may strike us as quite unnerving that God would ask Abraham to sacrifice his only son Isaac. Why on earth would God ask this? What a difficult position to be placed in. How would you respond if the Lord asked you to give him your most precious thing? It specifically is this test of Abraham. It says that so that the Lord never intended to take Isaac from Abraham. Rather, the Lord wanted to give Abraham this experience of surrendering and trusting totally in God's power to provide for him, even in what looked like an impossible situation. On the one hand, he had obedience to a direct command from God. On the other hand, he had Isaac, his beloved son, who, in a sense, his whole future was tied up in this child of his, that he would be alive. And Abraham passed with flying colors. We might say, how did he do that? How did he make that decision? By faith, we would say, by faith in God. Through his prayer, through his trust in God's ability to bring some good, even out of this difficult situation, this seemingly impossible situation. What a sacrifice Abraham offered by willingly following God's request. It's interesting that this whole episode foreshadows what God does for us. We can think how cruel of God to ask this of Abraham. But this is exactly what the Lord does for us. God the Father offers up his Son, his only Son, for our sake. He does so because he wants to bring about our salvation, a greater good. The Lord desires to help us to know how much he loves us, how much he cares for us, and to what lengths he's willing to go in order to bring about our redemption. Jesus becomes one of us, and then he offers the sacrifice of the cross to break the hold death has upon us. The Mass is truly a sacrificial offering. Perhaps in some ways we have forgotten that, or we kind of lose touch with that. Our Protestant brothers and sisters do not talk about sacrifice or the sacrifice of Jesus in the same way that we do. They tend to focus on the resurrection, our redemption, the work that he accomplished. We too should give due attention to the whole work of Christ, these parts of it, including the work that he's done through the sacrifice on the cross. This is why we as Catholics have the priesthood, both the ministerial priesthood, which that's me, and the priesthood of the baptized, which is all of us here. To be a priest means that we offer sacrifice. That's what a priest does. At the core of what a priest is to offer sacrifice. This again points to the difference between the Protestant worship and what we do as the Catholic Church, as Catholics. We take part in the sacrifice of Jesus. Jesus is the priest, he's the sacrificial lamb, and the cross is the altar. But we're not killing Jesus again. We're not offering a new sacrifice of Jesus. No, we are entering once more again into the very same sacrifice which Jesus offered. The way the church talks about this is that we are representing, we're again offering the same sacrifice. We're representing the same sacrifice. It's as if we are once more at the foot of the cross. We're at the Last Supper. We're at the resurrection. We're in these moments. We are reliving these moments and receiving the graces from them once again, always drawing new strength from them. And that's how we can say that the offering of Jesus is once and for all. We are sacramentally present at the very events that the apostles, the first disciples, our Blessed Mother were at. Now we don't see them, do we? No. But it's happening. We're going to enter into that. We are present through the power of the sacrament. Jesus offers the sacrifice under the veil of the sacramental signs. The nature of the Mass is that we don't see these things, But mystically, we are present at the events of our salvation once again. It's kind of exciting if you think about it. Like, we're going to go to Calvary today, guys. We're going to go there. It's going to be awesome. We're going to go to the Last Supper. Aren't you excited? Woo! We're reliving those moments and receiving the graces from them once again. Always being renewed. And this is why we say that the Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith. When we downplay the sacrificial nature of the Mass, we are taking away from what we are participating in. It's a misunderstanding of how God desires to share Himself with us and how He has shared Himself with us, because we have lived in a nation that is mostly Protestant over the couple centuries that we've been around in its origins. There are many ways we have attempted as Catholics to assimilate into American culture, which is good usually, and sometimes that has affected the way that we worship or the way that we talk about our faith. We begin to use the same language and concepts that the Protestants use. Now, Protestants are not bad people. They're good people, for the most part, right? Just as Catholics are good people, for the most part. But they don't worship the same way we do. We offer the Mass. They attend a service. They remember the past. We enter into the eternal now of Christ's offering. They receive a symbol. We partake of a reality. I think often we get used to using the Protestant ideas or concepts, and we don't think anything of it. We just begin to adopt the Protestant mindset. And over time, this can erode our understanding of what makes the Mass special. It can reduce our Eucharistic theology and the high regard that we have for the Eucharist to a mere symbol. Now, by being in a culture that is pluralistic, we sometimes focus on the common denominator, which for the Mass kind of brings us down a little bit. And we lay aside the unique and exceptional understanding of what we have as Catholics, of what the Mass truly is. True worship is to participate in the very sacrifice Jesus made. This is the highest praise that we can offer to God on this earth. Jesus today in the Gospel reveals a bit of His true identity to His three closest apostles. And they hardly know what to say, right? They're kind of stunned. It's as if they can't quite grasp the reality of what they are seeing with their eyes. In truth, what we are about to do, what we do at Mass, is as great or even greater than what the apostles experienced at Mount Tabor. If we had the eyes to see what is happening, if we could peel back the veil of what Jesus is doing in the Mass, we too would probably be awestruck like Peter was. That's why to make the Mass about ourselves is completely the wrong impulse. But sometimes we do that, right? To insert or subtract anything other than what the Church asks us to do is a great misconception of what we're doing in the Mass. Now notice in the Gospel today, when Peter says, "Let's build three tents," Jesus doesn't say, "Great idea, Peter, great idea." He doesn't scold him, at least that we see. We are not privy to that conversation, if that conversation happened. But Jesus doesn't say, "Great idea, Peter. Yes, let's build three tents." No. And sometimes we have these impulses, or we think it might be cool to add something or do something different. You know, because the Mass is the same every week, and so sometimes we might think, if we could just do something a little different, it might make it a little more exciting, you know? So sometimes we have that impulse. It seems like a good idea. But it's not about us. It's not about what we are doing. It's about understanding what God is inviting us into. Impromptu or experimental liturgy is usually bad liturgy. Jesus was revealing a part of who He was. He was sharing Himself with those He loved. When it comes to worship, Jesus has asked us to worship and honor Him in a certain way. And He has entrusted that ordering and that guidance of the worship to the apostles. The Mass is a sacrifice. It's not a hootenanny, as apparently they say in Kansas. I don't know. It's a solemn celebration that we can enter into. Every human emotion can be expressed in the Mass and is expressed in the Mass in different circumstances and times. But again, it's about entering into what God is doing, not what we are doing or a self-expression of ourselves. If we minimalize the sacrificial nature of the Mass, we are misunderstanding what Jesus is doing right now for us. Jesus calls us, each in our own way, each one of us, to share his life, which does entail the whole passion, the way of the cross, the crucifixion, the silence of the tomb, and finally the resurrection. In our lives, we will have all of these moments. Maybe some of you are experiencing different parts of them right now in your life, different experiences, different challenges that you're facing. Today, can we renew our wonder and ponder anew what God is doing right now in the Mass? Can we consider the awesome responsibility that we have in sharing the work of our own redemption? When Jesus puts us to the test, as he did Abraham and Isaac, it's a moment to have faith. Even if our first impulse is to run away, the Lord waits for us to follow him in obedience. He invites us to live the sacrifice of the Mass, which will teach us how to live this way of trust and obedience in our lives. We can become aware of God's love and care for us, and we can experience the hope and the faith which God gives to us by his own sacrifice, one which he gladly offers on our behalf.